The Biggs and Barr Show. Saying things and doing stuff.
Hope everyone's doing okay today.
Yeah, you sound great.
You sound awful.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on. Like, I don't feel sick at all.
It could be just some voice stress.
I don't have any other symptoms.
Maybe all those years of banging and yelling has caught up with your throat box.
But my throat is pooched.
It's not sore, though.
No.
No, it's just, yeah. It can happen.
Not sore at all.
Is it dry? Are you parched? Are you parched? Yeah,
it doesn't sound dry. It sounds phlegmy.
Yeah, I started losing yesterday evening.
Uh-huh.
And I was hoping I'd wake up and it'd be better, and it's not.
Were you singing show tunes at home or something?
No, I did do a lot of hooting and hollering with the bringing the boys to the yard.
That's true.
With our milkshakes yesterday morning.
But not like that much more hooting and hollering than you would normally.
Yeah.
But maybe, you know.
Extra, for sure.
Cumulative damage.
Yeah.
You got a chronic condition now. You're banging and yelling.
But the new respect we have for people sick in the workplace. I want to make sure there's nothing I'm passing on to you two.
You're going to get texts for sure.
Yeah, you're here anyway, so.
I know, but I mean, I could just go.
Yeah, but you're already
how
here.
Convenient.
I'm not faking, bro. But I don't feel sick, so I don't know what to tell you guys. Like, it's just.
Well, we'll just carry on then.
Something's up with you because we've been able to hear your tummy rumbles over there all morning, too. Feel hungry, big fella. Now, something's up.
What is tummy rumbles? Like,
Do you have tummy rumbles? Your voice is gone? You said you ate.
Okay.
It's like something's going on in your body.
It's digesting food? But I don't understand.
I don't know. Just
never in my life have I been like, oh, that guy's got a noisy tummy. He must have.
No, some of you are just hungry.
Usually when you're just hungry, but he ate on the way here. That's the thing. I'm just looking out for it. Your voice is gone. Your tummy is rumbling.
Yeah. Thanks, doctor.
How was your drive in with all the snow?
It wasn't great.
It
wasn't that bad. The main roads are totally clear.
Yeah, they're just wet.
Yeah, yeah.
Visibility, I was out driving last night. Visibility wasn't great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wind can F off.
Yeah, it's been windy.
It's been so windy
for like
so
3 weeks,
yeah,
literally.
I don't get it. But hey.
Were you standing outside with your mouth open and the wind was blowing in it and it's dried out your throat?
Like more than normal.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Because it was extra wind.
Nah, not more than normal. I normally just spend, 45 to 50 minutes on my porch with my mouth agape. That's how I keep the neighborhood kids away. Just stand there.
Old man Biggs at it again.
It'll be less windy tonight, just in case you're interested. Really windy at all. You won't notice it.
Sorry to change the topic.
Yeah.
By all means.
Speaking of mouths agape, we went out for dinner the other night, and a fella came in with his grandfather, super sweet. Mm. Took his grandfather out for dinner. Mouth, jaw down to the floor.
Right.
And they sat behind us. And the patience of this grandson... He read the entire menu to his grandfather.
Oh, my God.
But his grandfather could talk. Like, I was hearing him. But he read the entire menu, and after every item, well, how much is that? And so then he would say, well, that's $12.95. Then you got your Canadian here, your bacon and cheeseburger. Well, how much is that? And he asked the price of every item. The server kept coming back. It's like, oh, I'll just give you guys some more time. It was pretty funny. I was like, man, this... Grandson is a great grandkid.
Yeah. I would have been like, what's your budget? I'm not reading you anything over your budget.
Or if you're the old man.
How much is that?
I've done this before and I'm not even that old. I'd be like, just surprise me.
Yeah, but you don't know how much that's going to be.
I don't care.
He cared. He cared.
He cared big time.
Yeah, he did care.
Obviously.
Sure. Well, how much is that?
It's not a used car lot.
What's your window? Give me a $5 window.
Yeah.
We're not reading everything off the menu, Grandpa.
It was anyway. And you said mouths agape, and I thought of that poor fella.
All right, well.
I hope you feel better. Well, you don't even feel bad.
I don't really feel that bad. Just can't talk. Just can whisper.
Dang.
Do that all morning.
Whisper the rest of the show. Just whisper. All of us just whisper all It's probably less annoying than how my voice sounds if I don't whisper.
It actually is.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We have a special day coming up on Monday.
We do, yeah.
It's Eclipse Day, like for everybody else.
Yeah.
We're doing something called Free Eclipse Day. I don't think we're going to give you much more than that.
Why, though?
Well, we could. I mean, because people might want to prepare.
Yeah.
Like, I should give some information.
Okay, sure, yeah. Sorry.
Because the eclipse will actually happen later on in the day, not during our show, just through the...
Yeah. You know,
because that's what how life works sometimes. Not everything happens when you want it to. So we thought we would do something special.
Yes.
Sorry, that was a good one.
I love your voice
today.
That
was a good one.
Yeah, anyone tuning in, I don't think I'm ill. I don't have any other symptoms. I'm just losing my voice.
It sounds like voice stress.
Which means I should probably stop talking.
No, just talk. Talk like you're telling a secret.
Like this. Yeah. Okay. So we have free clips day on Monday. Jamie's giving out free haircuts.
Yeah, haircuts.
Yeah.
In front of the station.
For anyone who wants them as long as time permits.
Yeah.
With just clippers, though.
Yeah, not scissors, just clippers.
Oh, no, you're going to use scissors,
I think I'm just going to do scissors. Scissors and a comb, which is a real haircut. Get nice clippers. Nice clip. Get your hair clipped.
Now, are you going to do one particular style, or are you going to do try and do what people ask
Requests.
For? Okay. Do you think anyone will actually show up?
Yes.
Okay.
I think the over-under would be at 2.5.
2.5.
2.5.
I think 2.5 people will show up.
That's the over and under.
I think if we give people enough warning, you're going to get more than two.
You think so, eh?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I would say 5, but no more than 5.
No, just no. I've never cut a head of hair in my
never,
life.
Never, eh?
No.
Huh.
You've had yours cut, though, by your wife. Are you going to ask your wife for tips?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, we've seen a few of them.
Yeah.
Now, I'm quite skilled with clippers. Zero skill with scissors.
Scissors. Well, that's the real art. Right?
I can give a sick fade.
Uh-huh.
Because me and my buddies used to cut each other's hair, and I learned how to give a pretty good fade. But when it comes to anything longer than like an inch, I'm not very good with it.
Okay. Oh, we'll see how good I am.
Yeah. So.
I think I'm just going to use kitchen scissors and a comb. I'll get barbers. I have barbers.
Yeah, barbers.
It came with my set of clippers.
You could just go to Shoppers. We got
some like rubbing alcohol and stuff. We'll sanitize our machine just in case anyone's worried about it.
All right. So it's Monday, free clips day.
Free clips day.
What time is it going to start? As soon as the first person shows up or what?
Like after Ottawa, because I got a good Ottawa prepared.
So between 7 and 9 then?
Yeah.
Basically. Okay.
Like 7:30-ish.
Yeah,
around then.
All right.
I don't know if we're going to have... like a lineup around the block.
I wouldn't think so.
Like when we gave out free gas the other day.
Like no.
Probably won't be lined up around the block. But you never know.
You never know.
Haircuts can be expensive too, right?
Somebody's significant other might be getting on them about looking like a hippie.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they'll go from looking like a hippie to probably looking...
Something.
Like they need a proper haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't know. Maybe this will be your thing. In this business, everyone needs a backup plan, right? So maybe haircutting will be yours.
Should I wear a button-up shirt, unbutton it a bunch, roll up my sleeves and wear a bunch of loose bracelets and watches?
You do whatever makes you feel confident.
Seems and rings and
well,
big
what are you
rings.
Going for? Are you going for like a stylist look? Or are you going for like an old Italian barber?
That's what I'm, because the first haircut I got was from that exact guy.
Do you have any,
unbuttoned shirt. The loosest of watches and bracelets and many rings.
A lot of jingling going on.
Yeah, like there's pictures of me getting my
tight pants.
About that guy.
Do you think like in an old, like the back of a drawer at like your dad's house, he's got an old bottle of like high karate you could put on? Like some cologne? Maybe
what
some
the hell is high karate? He might have some Dracar Noir.
Yeah, some Dracar Noir maybe. Yeah. Maybe some Brut 33.
I have some.
You've got some Brut?
Sample. No, I have some samples somewhere in.
Make
I'll
it very garish.
Cologne. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, we'll see who shows up. What we got to do? Something like everyone else, this eclipse, we're doing free clips.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
Yeah.
And you can look at the haircuts afterwards.
we'll do before and after pics.
You can stare at them. Because you can't stare at the eclipse. But you can look at their heads. Yeah.
Well, depends on the person. Some people hurt your eyes, too.
Sure.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Weather's pretty...
windy, and we're supposed to get more snow today. Another 5 centimeters in the day, maybe 2 to 4 tonight.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Circle is a shape, it goes around and around. It's a little spot in the show we dedicate to things that caught our attention. Who'd like to go first?
I'll go first. So there's a fella who was out for a walk, a hike in Northern California. I just happened to slip and fall off the edge of a ledge.
Oh.
So he was clinging to it, obviously, because he didn't want to fall to his death. They did get a rescue crew to him, and the helicopter came by, and they managed to rescue him. He's safe, but the curious thing they said to him, I think he probably already knew.
Okay.
Hey, don't let go, man. Don't let go, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the plan, fella.
Yeah, yeah. So they rescued him.
The plan is to not let go.
Hey, don't let go, man. Don't let go, okay? Don't let go. Find your left hand in here, brother. There you go.
Yeah. In all fairness, yeah. Most things you yell to somebody in any sort of action are obvious.
Yeah.
Like, shoot the puck. Like, yeah.
Skate, yeah, John. Yeah. Skate.
Skate.
Yeah. And they never listen.
No. Don't get out of the vehicle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When there's
a
lion outside. Wow. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, now, this guy may have panicked and just let go when the helicopter strap came down, but he didn't. He did not let go until he was strapped in, and he got rescued and everything was fine. I just thought that was a bit curious.
Yeah.
We just tell
don't
people.
Don't let go, man.
Don't look at the sun on Monday. Also, don't let go if you're clinging to life at the edge of a ledge.
Yeah. All right. Just encouragement. I think it's more encouragement than information.
He was a friendly rescuer. Yeah, it's good.
Jamie, what do you got?
Well, a lot of people love to push their kids to be excellent, right? And they can be their nest egg, like where they can live off their children's fortunes, maybe.
Sure.
So this seems like a pretty good group of kids. They played Crazy Train on xylophones and a bit of drums. You know what I mean? These are the parents who are like, my kid's better than most. They're going to this special school. Anyway, here.
Really Caribbean there, halfway through.
Yeah. Nice. Not bad.
And they're a huge, it's not like your Fisher Price xylophones.
Yeah,
with
they're
huge
multi level
things. Yeah. Anyway, a little choppy at times.
Yeah.
They're like literal children.
Yeah. Holding them to impossible standards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's fine.
The creepiest part was when they all went,
That would freak
me out.
Yeah.
A bunch of children just doing that in the middle of the night.
Yeah, in the middle of the year.
Yeah.
That's horror movie creepy.
Yeah.
That's
funny. Speaking of creepy, some people might find this creepy.
All right. Okay.
You guys know how big a fan I am of elaborate, exciting, interesting funerals.
Yes.
And plans for funerals.
Yeah.
And funny things people do. But there's a lady who recently passed away from breast cancer. She's 68 year old.
Okay.
Her funeral was held last month, and the Grim Reaper showed up.
Okay.
Her dying wish was to have a friend show up in a funeral dressed as the Reaper and point to people and say, you're next.
That's hilarious.
Oh, that's the bad part.
Now, did she think it was funny?
I mean, she meant it to be funny.
Yeah, people didn't take it that way.
The family did pre-warn everybody, so just to make sure nobody was mortified. But a few people decided not to attend because of it. It's like, that's ridiculous. Like, that's a bit dark.
The your next part is that, you know what I mean? Because that'd be, why are they picking me? It's not like throwing a bouquet at a wedding and someone gets it by chance.
Just pointed old people in the crowd.
Yeah, like that's
you're
terrible.
Next.
That's terrible.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
I would think it was funny.
Yeah.
Just being there is funny, I think, enough. And people
I don't think
idea.
You have to make people.
Yeah, you.
Yeah. Because you don't know who's sick. You don't know who's,
Yeah, that's the funny part. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Well, I will come to yours at your funeral, because even though you've forewarned everybody, I'm definitely coming to yours.
Yeah. I don't think anyone who's going to be in charge of my remains will do it, but I would love for the marionette. Oh, you guys are going to organize it all? You're going to get a track put into the ceiling of the funeral home?
Jason's handy.
We'll try. Maybe we'll just get like an engine lift or something like that. That's easy. You don't need to install any tracks. And Chris wants to be a marionette.
Yeah, hanging from the ceiling on a track that rips around. Yeah. I'm wanting that for
a couple skid steers or backhoes.
Yeah,
we can do it outside.
That. Okay.
Tie you up and just I'll work one funeral. Of those.
Like
mini
like,
excavator probably
yeah,
better.
Like they do with the excavators when they like chuck people into ponds and stuff like that.
Yeah,
we
can
do that with you.
But attach the ropes
just whip
and then your wrist
in a circle and
no. Just have
to give everybody helmets when they come in just in case take a foot to the head or something.
Yeah.
Yours is much more fun than mine.
Oh, yeah. It's, what do you want? Oh, you want
I just
me?
Want to be burned and then my ashes blown in the face of my enemies.
All right. Yeah. That'd be fun, too.
I have a list.
I don't know if you have enough ashes, Jason. to go around. Now, they'd have to be really thin. It'd be like a couple little specks of dust here and there.
I will take that job if you want to leave it in my hands.
Yeah, sure. You could have some.
That'd be a fun job. What? It's from Jason Barr.
Hey, you know Jason Barr, right? Oh, yeah.
He hated you.
What? Here he is, breathing in.
Consider yourself served.
Yes.
All right. Well, whatever your wishes are.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hope it's not for a while.
The Biggs and Barr Show. It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
You want to reach us 216-349-216-Dougie. Jamie, what do we got this morning?
Oh, we got a call here. I don't often use this term. Sounds like somebody's in the doghouse.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, guys. I'm calling to let you know that I love my wife. Her name is Katie Orr. And I want everybody who's listening to this know right now that I love my wife more than anything. Her name is Katie, and she deserves the best. I love you so much.
So either he lost a bet or he's done something wrong.
It sounds like she's like, if you do this, you have to call in and do that. There's only two ways that goes. Or he really loves his wife.
I don't doubt that he does.
No, I don't doubt that he does either. Let's make that clear. There's no doubt in any of our mind that man really loves his wife. Whether or not that was the reason for him doing that is different. But regardless what it is, we got your back, bro.
Sure.
We didn't have to play it. There's no benefit for anyone except for that guy. That's the type of show we are.
Yeah,
we got
your
back. All right. So.
So we got this thing going on. If you haven't heard, March Madness of Small Towns.
Yeah.
And it's the finals right now. A rematch of last year. Carlton plays in Alma.
Right.
And a fella has called in. See, making use of the Dougie line, called in. With some support for old CP there. All right.
This is Craig Bagshaw. I'd like to put a plug in for Carlton Place because they have the best owner of a bar in Carlton Place, the Thirsty Moose, which has the best food, the best service, and friendly atmosphere. And I just thought that'd be an awesome thing to do. Almont won it last year, so... Let's go Carlton Place and Bubba Bryce. Tiger says, g'day.
I don't know who owns the Thirsty Moose.
No. Maybe he just goes there and he's looking for, like, free drinks.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
That's a good strategy.
I mean, we fell for it.
Yeah.
We better get free drinks now, let me tell you.
Well, if Carlton Place wins.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, if they win.
If they win, Thirsty Moose. Come on! Over. Yeah. That was my moose call.
That's a moose call?
What? What moose is going to be playing?
In what context?
Come on over.
Yeah, what context was that moose call created in your brain?
Come on over. Come on. Hey, moose, come on.
Okay, we got another call here.
Okay.
We talked about, was it yesterday? If you lent Chris money, Jason, to buy lottery tickets, he won, how much would he owe you?
Yeah.
This is along those lines, okay?
Hey, boys, just a little bit on loaning somebody money to gamble. I went to a casino with my cousin and his wife. We ended up gambling, blah, blah, blah. I was winning, so I was up. I had money. They lost theirs in, like, the first, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. I felt bad. I gave them both $50 in my winning. My cousin... He lost his, but my cousin's wife won a few hundred dollars. And then right after, won $900-something off my 50. The gull of that woman doesn't even give me my $50 back or even a thank you. Some people.
Meh.
Really, eh?
You're owed at least your 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should be mad about that.
That's crazy.
And that would come up at every family thing. Oh, we're all in $50 short.
I don't know if I could remain in touch with that person.
Yeah, that would they're written off.
That's awful.
They're done.
It's tough because it's not his cousin; it's his cousin's wife.
Yeah.
Well, I would have a chat with my cousin.
Would you? Yeah.
Yeah. This is nonsense, man. Like, that's garbage. Yeah, I would
not like you need the $100.
No, I wouldn't say I owe you anything or you owe me anything. I'm just like, here's like why we're not talking anymore. Because this is ridiculous. Like, that's...
Hey, you want to go to the casino again?
No.
I don't even want the money at this point. I just want you to know that she's a terrible human being and I'm no longer...
And he should have said, hey, we just won, you just won like $1,200. Yeah. Let's give the $50 bucks back. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it's flat out garbage. But come on over.
Thirsty moose.
Hey, moosey. Just Jamie at the edge of the side of the road with his window open.
Hey, moosey. Here, moosey. Come on over. Is that not a moose call? Is that what they do?
I don't know.
I can't do it. So.
I've only ever seen moose from a distance.
I do it.
I think there's more bass than a... I've never heard a moose. What is a moose?
Moo, or they moo.
Do they?
Do they moo?
Is that what they call moose? Mook.
Mook. Mook. Is that not what they do?
I don't know.
Why'd you throw a K on the end?
Yeah, why?
It's in a book.
What book?
A children's book that I was reading to my daughter the other day. And it struck me funny. Like, why is there a K at the end?
All right.
This rabbit tries to join a family of mooses.
Okay, here's a guy. Here's a guy, Moose Calling. Okay, let's see what he said. Oh, there's a commercial first. Okay,
I got actual moose calls if you want. Oh. A newborn calf making a low grunt.
Well, no, we want a real.
No, I want a full.
Okay, maybe there's more.
Full bull. Yeah, it's garbage.
Yeah,
I don't hear no baby.
Moose.
All right,
one of the things I wanted to try to do.
that
was the moose.
He nailed that. No, that's the guy. That's it. Mr. Ed here. Why does
that's
that?
That's a man making a moose call?
Yeah.
Here, I'm actually.
That's not real.
That is. I'm looking at it.
What's the moose doing? What is he doing there?
In rut.
What? They got a lot of noises.
Yeah, they have a lot of noises.
Okay.
Can you play that first one again? That's me getting out of bed every day.
Let me find it again.
That was perfect.
There you go.
All right.
Groaning.
That moose is up to something else, too.
Yeah. Anyway.
Too much vibrato in that.
Too much vibrato.
We learned so much on this show.
Keep your elbows on the chair.
Keep your hooves where I can see them, buddy.
We good?
Yeah. Look at it. It's snowing hard again. Piss off, snow. Get out of here, snow. Anyway.
Come on.
5 questions.
30 seconds.
Get them all right, and you can win $1,000.
What? On the Biggs and Barr Show.
5 questions, 30 seconds. You can pass, you can back. Your first answer for each one is one that counts, and we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a chip for a Plinko board that's got a bunch of stuff, including some new gas cards. Yes, James?
Yeah. Yep. $500 worth of gas from courtesy of Shell and the CAA. So
pretty sweet.
All right. Take
pretty
that.
Sweet.
All we got Corey on the phone.
Hey, Corey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Have you been listening?
No.
You know there's a new place?
I do.
Okay. Good luck, buddy.
Corey, your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. In what U.S. city can you eat at a KFC buffet while looking at one of Colonel Sanders' original white suits?
Salt Lake.
Who played Iron Man in the Marvel Universe?
Robert Downey Jr.
Today in 1964, what band held the top 5 spots on the Hot 100 chart?
The Beatles.
12 of these things from Ottawa were found at the Port of Montreal yesterday.
Stolen vehicles.
What is worse, windy snow in the face or windy sand in the face?
Probably sand.
All right. We'll answer quick.
Wow. Fast.
All right.
Look at his...
Corey, let's go over your answers. What is worse, windy snow in the face or windy sand in the face? You said sand. I think we'd all agree with that.
Yeah.
100%.
Snow will melt. Sand gets in your eyes.
Yeah.
12 of these things from Ottawa were found at the Port of Montreal yesterday. You said stolen cars. That is correct.
Yes. out of 600 almost.
600 cars in total, but only 12 that were reported to Ottawa Police. Today in 1964, what band held the top five spots on the Hot 100 chart? You said the Beatles. That is correct.
That is correct. Wow.
Who played Iron Man in the Marvel Universe? You said Robert Downey Jr. Also correct. He's 59 years old today.
Is he?
He is a great actor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, what was the thing with him in the 90s? Why was he like a joke?
Cocaine.
Drug. It was, oh, he was a drug guy.
He's a drug guy.
Oh, yeah. I see. Yeah.
And in what U.S. city can you eat a KFC buffet while looking at one of Colonel Sanders' original white suits? Now, Corey, you said Salt Lake.
Yeah, that's right.
Salt Lake City will be coming soon.
Winner!
Yes. Congratulations, Corey.
Thank you very much.
I'd be hooting and hollering, but my throat's pooched, so. Congrats anyways. Now, we have a tough task of choosing where to start your Plinko chip from. My face, Jason's face, Jamie's face, or the Shea logo. Where do you want to start?
Let's go with your face and hope you feel better.
All right. What a sweet guy. Yeah.
Well, all right. Down it goes.
Oh. Ooh, and that was a good choice for you, Corey, because you've got $500 in fuel.
Oh, wow.
Courtesy of Shell and the CAA.
Hey, that's like three fill-ups.
Hey.
Yes. Yeah, I guess it is. What are you driving?
Better,
a Volkswagen Beetle? What
do
you
mean?
Okay, yeah. But congrats.
Thanks a lot.
No problem. Thank you. Hang on, okay?
All right. Ow.
That's nice, all right.
Not a bad way to balance this terrible weather.
Yeah.
You know, $500 in fuel.
Sure.
That'll do, eh? Huh?
Yes,
yeah, that'll
will.
Do.
That'll do, eh?
Careful with your voice.
I know. I should.
You should try parrot talk, because that was seemed okay on that.
I don't know if that's good for not
No, but it's
it,
good
though.
For us.
I know.
Yeah.
I jammed a Halls in my mouth there a little early. Now I'm choking on it on top of my voice. This is awful. What a tune-out factor this is.
It's all right.
Okay. It's not our only one.
That is true. If they've hung in this long, this isn't going to push them away. That is very true. That is very true. All right, we got Circle Time coming up. There's a day we all want to celebrate because it's delicious. And something going down in a Burger King.
Yeah, a curious situation.
Yeah. We'll talk about it coming up on Shea 106.
Circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
I'm going to start.
Okay.
Because mine's quick.
Sure.
You mentioned it earlier in the show, Jason, but I think it needs to be really celebrated, is that it's burrito day today.
Oh, yeah. I love a burrito.
We do a lot of burrito bowls.
Yeah.
Sure, just to save on the calories, but, you know, it's not the same.
No. And it's such a handy thing, too.
I'll agree with you on both of you. I'll agree with both of those comments, but I find, I might be alone, they all taste too similar.
Of course they do. All Mexicans.
But I don't know, but I could get a taco, like I can get different tacos. Like I prefer tacos. Just me.
Depends,
you know
what
I mean?
I want. If I want something, like I had a couple really good fish tacos lately.
Sure. Yeah. And they're good too.
But
if I want to feel weighted down,
yes,
I'll eat a burrito.
Oh my
if I want,
God.
If I want
if you don't want to fly
food
away in the wind.
Yeah.
You're good.
If I want to, you know.
Yeah. That is a heavy food for
it
sure.
It is. It's got some weight to it.
I know at the Cheesecake Factory, they sell a 5-pound burrito, that's a lot of food to put in your gullet.
Goodness.
So yeah, celebrate today. If you're out and about and you got to deal with this nonsense, mm-hmm, grab yourself a burrito. It'll weigh you down in the wind. Who's next?
I'll go.
All right.
They found a bunch of those stolen cars at the Port of Montreal, 600 of them, which is good for a bunch of people in Ottawa. Only 12 of the 600 were reported stolen to Ottawa police.
So where are the 7 a day that are stolen from here? Where are they going?
Maybe in different C-cans or whatever. But, at least they made some progress on it.
They said it was, worth $34 million.
Yeah, about $35 million, the potential value of all the cars.
Tracy.
Yeah. I thought there was a problem with jurisdiction.
I don't know how they did it. It was the OPP and Canada Border Services, so they worked together on it. So I guess they figured out how to do it.
New task force.
By the mob bosses or whatever.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy, what do you got?
Well, you guys ever had a food order wrong at a restaurant? You're a little annoyed, right? You're like, that wasn't right, but whatever. Well, a customer pulled a gun. This is terrible. The cops are looking for a guy in Cleveland because he pulled a gun on a Wendy's, Burger King, excuse me, employee because he said that it wasn't the right order because he thought he was gonna should be charged more. But they were running a deal. Right. And so the guy was getting his right thing, but it was on cheaper. Sale. Right. It was on sale. And here's the guy, the employee talking about it.
He ordered like two sausage, egg, and cheese croissants and a sausage biscuit and hash brown. The order came up to $8 and he actually thought he was like, my order can't be right. It should be like $11. And I'm like trying to explain to him that we had a promotion going on and like it's cheaper. He started cussing and getting all loud and I was like, well, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I don't know why you want to pay more money. The whole time I was just like, well, if you're going to do it. Like, I'm not about to run. You don't scare me or anything like that. Just do what you got to do. And he just was kept blurting out racial slurs. Like, what if he did shoot me and kill me? And, you know, I have 10 kids. I'd have been leaving all my kids, like everything. That's just, I don't know why people are so angry out here at 9 o'clock in the morning.
That's fair assessment.
What?
10 kids?
Did he say he has 10
kids? He said he had 10 kids.
Oh, wow.
To get free food at Burger King, maybe?
Maybe.
Surprised he wasn't asking for the bullet.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
With 10 kids.
Wow.
He said he wasn't scared.
He said, do what you gotta do. Yeah, I'm not scared.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
People really need to chill. Yeah. Especially when it's a lower price.
Yeah.
I was like, could you just verify that for a sec? Maybe he's really honest, but it just sounds like he's a jerk.
Yeah.
That is weird, somebody mad about the gun.
Yeah.
You know, we got a deal on. Oh, sweet. That would have been the conversation. Wait, that seems a little under. Did you get everything? Yeah. Here it is, but it's on sale. Oh, okay, great.
All right.
Awesome. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Man. That should have been the response.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Instead, you put this guy in fear for his life and he's going to leave his 10 kids behind. Holy smokes.
That's a lot of kids.
That's a lot of kids.
There's more kids than I have chickens.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah. That is crazy.
That's too many
what
kids.
What a way to look at it.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, take the deal.
Yeah.
That's it for this edition of Circle Time.
And coming up in about 3 minutes,
okay.
We got a big deal going on here.
We're having
a mayor off.
Yeah. All the mayors of Almont and Carlton Place going head to head.
Yes.
Garrett, get your votes for tomorrow.
Yep. We'll talk to both. Both nice folk.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see if we can get them a little nasty.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
You know, we are in the final week of our March Madness of small towns. Almont versus Carlton Place, the same final we had last year.
Oh, yeah.
Both towns head to head, battling it out yet again. Clearly. Either two of the best towns in the area or the most folks they can convince to go vote. Either way. Either way. That's an honor to have both mayors on with us this morning for our final mayor off. We got Toby Randall from Carlton Place.
Good morning.
And Krista Lowry from Almont.
Morning, folks.
Or Mississippi Mills. Now, you two are very familiar with each other. You are in the same basic area of Ottawa, of the surrounding area of Ottawa. And... Toby, you showed up last year to the big party in Almont because they won like a great sport that you are.
Absolutely. Yeah. I should have brought a change of clothes, though, because it poured like we were in Southeast Asia.
It did. It did.
It was like monsoon season in Almont last year. It really was.
It really was. Now, was that a symbol? Were the gods displeased, maybe, that Carlton Place did not win? I don't know. We'll find out.
It just happenstance. Almont's a great town, and I was glad to share in the festivities.
Okay, stop being so nice, first of all, to each other. this is ridiculous. do either of you want to pitch anything special this year, or just both of your towns are awesome still? And why don't you go first, Krista?
Do I want to pitch anything special?
Why should people vote for you in this final few days?
Well, our downtown is finally complete. It was two seasons of construction.
Oh,
you guys
wow.
remember that? During monsoon season, like you said.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's great. And, I mean, I don't know if those keys to the town, if you guys figured out if those keys opened anything, but we've got a new set. So it might be a little bit more successful this year. So
okay.
Well, yeah, they were the ones that were made in like the 1800s. Those keys.
Yeah, exactly. The original keys to the town. Yeah, we've got new ones now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's wow.
Very nice. And what about you, Toby? What's going on in Carlton Place?
Well, we too. Our downtown is completely finished. Actually, we started our downtown first, and then Almont decided to do theirs after.
Oh, okay. I see.
You know what? We're very proud of Carlton Place. Great town. Almont, again, we've got a long-standing rivalry that goes back, over a century. but still a great town, great neighbor. We're both just happy to be here again, and I truly believe Carlton Place will win this year. We've really gotten the word out, but we've got stuff happening in Carlton Place every week, and we just want people to come here and enjoy the town.
All right. Now
I could make a deal to Toby if that's maybe something
a deal.
Yeah. What kind of deal?
So I don't know if you'll be open to this or not, Toby, but I could call people off from voting and see to Carlton Place if you give us Mo and Lakeside Shawarma.
Oh.
I don't know if that'd be on the table or not, because Mo and Lakeside Shawarma, I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Christy, you think I'm giving up Mo from Lakeside? I think I would get run out of town.
Yeah. No way that would happen. On the table. You know, I'm just putting an offer on the table. Look, you know, this. You don't have to take it, but just putting it out there.
This is
the man is an institution. He's going nowhere.
This is scandalous.
Wow, okay.
This really is.
All right.
Like you guys know you're on the radio, right?
Trying to abduct humans for votes.
We all love Mo. That's the thing.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, now, last year we asked you questions about your towns to see how much you know. Mm-hmm. This year we're just going to ask you random get-to-know-you questions that we found on the internet. So, Krista, if you were a box of cereal, what box would you be in? Why?
Oh, my God. if I was a box of cereal, Rice Krispies, because I'm gluten-free.
Oh, gluten-free. Wow. Well done.
Quick answer. That's pretty good.
Well done.
I don't think Rice Krispies are gluten-free, but.
Oh, it might be.
They might be. Yeah, they might be.
Is rice gluten? Okay. No.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to the mayors of Carlton Place and Almont. They are the final of our March Madness of Small Towns. Now, Toby, if you were given an elephant and you can't give it away or sell it, what would you do with the elephant?
Lord God. What would I do with an elephant? I would give rides to all the children.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Wow.
I don't know. Wow.
Great answer. All right. I think we're done with those nonsense questions.
Hey, how's the weather out that way, by the way?
It's snowy.
A little brisk, windy.
Yeah.
It's gross.
A little snowy.
Pretty gross. I'm surprised that this isn't the weather at our grand party this year compared to what we had last year. But we're hopefully not. All right, guys. Congrats to both of you again. You should just be super proud of your town for even getting this far. You only got about 48 hours left till we find out who's the winner.
No, today.
24.
It's done today.
It's Thursday, isn't
today
it?
Today is Thursday.
It is today.
11:55 tonight.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. You got like 12 hours before, or whatever. My math is bang on as always. But good luck. Big push in your areas. And we'll find out. We'll announce tomorrow morning who the winner is. Okay?
Sounds great.
We like you both.
Appreciate it.
We're excited.
Good luck, Toby.
Yeah. We're
excited. Feel better, Biggs. You sound rough.
Yeah, I feel fine. It's just my throat sucks, but I'm actually... Yeah,
too much yelling.
You. Yeah, yelling.
He's always yelling and caught up with him.
Yeah. You know, we get
Cheers,
old.
Guys.
All right, guys. Ciao, ciao.
Yeah.
All right. Good folks.
The best town win.
Yeah,
the town whoever has the most votes.
Yeah, that's probably,
So, Shea106.com.
Yeah.
Fill out that bracket.
Yeah. You got just the... day and a half to do. Yeah. Not even a day.
Nope. You're having half a day.
Real trouble with the length of time in a day today, aren't you?
Yeah. there's no excuse today why I can't.
We announce it tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning. Yeah. So you have until midnight tonight.
Yeah.
Roughly.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, it's time to copy and paste it.
Where we ask our friend Jamie over here to do three impressions of celebrities or famous characters, and you have to guess who they are. We got Curtis on the phone.
We sure do.
What's up, Curtis?
Just trying to get into work there.
Cool.
Can I ask you a question, Curtis?
Yes, sir.
Do you wear weightlifting gloves to drive?
Not today.
Okay. I was just wondering because I know a guy, my goalie at hockey, Curtis, he wears weightlifting gloves to drive. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I wondered if it was like a Curtis thing or something.
Well, I actually used to do weightlifting, so.
Oh, wow. There you go. Maybe it is a Curtis thing. Anywho.
So you assume all Curtis's wear?
I just wanted to ask. Just wanted to rule it out.
Hey, no, it's good. Good research.
Okay.
All right. So he's gonna do three impressions. He got about like 10 seconds an impression to guess who it is. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Here we go. We're gonna start right now.
Yep.
Whoa.
idea, Curtis?
Whoa, I'm Canadian. Whoa.
Oh, John Wick there, guy.
No.
What's his face? Oh, man.
You're on the wrong.
It's all right. We'll move on. We'll move on.
All right. So that's a zero on that one.
All you gave was whoa.
What else does he do that I can't give it away?
Oh, I was a goalie in Youngblood. Whoa.
He knows exactly who I'm talking about. He just can't remember
his
name.
His own band and everything.
His own band, gang. Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, he's got the big...
All right. Here we go. Next one.
Yeah.
You and your candy ass couldn't get Keanu Reeves.
Is that The Rock?
Yes, that was The Rock.
See, oh, my God.
Spot on. All right, next one. Oh, I'm a billionaire. I'm a billionaire now.
Oh, Taylor Swift?
Yeah!
Oh, look at you.
Got it.
You won them all.
Yeah.
He got
there you go.
Those were spot on, obviously.
Yeah, they must have been.
I know.
Congrats, Curtis. You got $100 in Lotto.
Can I make a request, too?
For what?
I want to hear his Macho Man.
Oh, you want to hear Jamie's
Macho Man? Oh,
okay.
Oh, all right. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I can't on the command.
Oh, okay. Good
figures that request from a guy who wears weightlifting gloves while driving.
I know who The Rock was instantly.
Yeah.
That's fine, though, Curtis. Yeah. Thanks for listening, bro, and congrats.
Hang on.
Thank you.
We couldn't let him walk out all cocky. You got to hurt his feelings a little bit. I got to be honest. Keanu Reeves been in some pretty big movies. Mm-hmm. Youngblood is an interesting call to try to get, like, The Matrix.
Never seen it.
Which building? Yeah, but you know it's the biggest movie he was in? John Wick. I mean, there's, like, some pretty big franchises.
He barely even talks in that. I'm really quick with my gun.
They killed my dog. Whoa.
I guess I could have done that, right?
Poor Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, watch all he does, basically.
Excellent.
Whoa.
Or whatever they say.
Yeah.
Anyway, good on Curtis.
Wild
I wouldn't have gotten any of those.
Yeah.
Like, not one.
Come on.
No, I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Strange things are afoot at the
He might have got Keanu if he had kept
Maybe
it.
If he kept going.
If he had
kept
thought
going.
About it for more than a second and prepared anything. Yeah. Taylor Swift was great.
And that was
I'm a billionaire.
She is a billionaire now.
I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I know, but that's all. So, those three choices are because Keanu Reeves. Why did we pick Keanu?
I don't know.
There was a reason, wasn't there?
And that's all. I think you said something.
He's doing something. Oh, they're making another Matrix movie.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know if he's in it, but they're making a Matrix. And then The Rock because of how he's back on wrestling.
Yeah.
And then Miss Swift because she's a billionaire.
Wow. Top notch.
If anyone needs a Super Dave Osborne one, though,
I'm your guy today.
You're on it.
I'm your guy today. I don't even remember a single line he's ever said, though.
It's just like, hey, Mike. And Fuji and his pal Fuji, right?
Hey, Fuji.
That was like his psychic. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Circle is a shape. It goes around and around. Please forgive my throat. I am not sick. I'm just losing my voice as we go here. So, Jason,
well, I have something for you maybe, Chris.
Okay.
And other people that suffer from that. There's a new trend called speech fasting where people try to avoid talking until noon. It started because there's a singer in Europe doing it to protect their voice.
Right.
So they don't get voice stress like you. Their science also says it can lower your blood pressure and reduce your stress hormone like cortisol and stuff. And promote your brain growth. So that doesn't, I mean, can't work for us because that's our job to talk before noon.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you keep pointing at me and enthusiastically
nodding
your head?
No, it's a lot of things. Like, that would be really good for you.
Yeah.
Is it? Why? In what ways?
It would help your voice come back.
Okay.
Reduce your stress.
Well,
you're pretty high strung.
What? Okay.
And you need a bigger brain.
Oh. that was the one you were
jokes.
Most.
My eyes lit up when Jason read that. I was like,
maybe it'll work for us. Like if we have an afternoon nap and then we don't talk till dinner time. Like would that work? Too? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, it's tough with us because that's kind of what we get paid to do is talk in the morning.
Yeah.
I am more. I mean, everyone's more relaxed on the weekend because on the weekend I usually wake up early because I get up early during the week before the rest of my family. I sit there for 2-3 hours sometimes, watching YouTube videos and stuff, just not saying a word to anybody.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And then when they come down, they're like, good morning. You're like, you haven't spoken.
I will say I do not get up early in the morning when I don't have to. all right, guys, it's official as of yesterday. The vote went through. and we are now the shawarma capital of Canada.
Oh, okay. Wow. Good. Officially. All right.
The council unanimously approved a motion. I don't know why this needed to go through any official channels. We can just say it.
It's funny, though, because like I saw some people complaining about it. This is ridiculous. This is not a serious city. Well, we always complain that Ottawa is a city that fun forgot.
Yep.
Then they do something fun like recognize how many shawarma restaurants we have here. And then they catch heat for that as well. So, like, you know, there's always someone willing to complain.
And it stops the jerks from Toronto from coming in and maybe trying to bring that at some point. You know, now you have to go through Ottawa to get that claim for your own city.
That's true.
As someone who's been to both Ottawa for shawarma per capital, dust.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
This is the most shawarma you'll ever find anywhere on the planet. Maybe even more than where it originates from. Like, I mean, there's more shawarma here than anywhere else. Oh, it's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. I just don't know if it needed to be officially voted. It's a bit, but hey, like you said, it's a good time. Let them have a good time. I will. Can I add one more thing quick?
Yeah.
Were they considering voting it till we came in and talked about how much shawarma there is in this town?
That's true.
We've been talking about it a lot.
We have popularized it. For sure.
I mean, I'm just saying. I didn't see that vote happening before we got here. That's all I'm saying.
You're not wrong.
Jamie, what do you got?
Well, this is pretty sweet. The world's first jet suit race happened.
Like flying suits?
Flying jetpack suits. Happened in Dubai.
Where else would it happen?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Gravity Industries is the big company that makes these things.
Seen the jet suits. Are these the ones where they have the little hand paddles that have...
It looks like they're holding like toaster ovens on their, like briefcases on their hands, but their hands are inserted in them.
Yeah, yeah. They're like little...
That's jets help there. Yeah, yeah. And then they have the jet pack on the back as well.
So they're racing them now.
And they're racing them kind of how like Red Bull would race like drones.
Yeah.
You see them like over water around things.
I just went to their website. Those are pretty cool.
Yeah, they're pretty cool looking. Here's the audio here of it.
First ever jet suit race about to take off. The flags are in the air. It's about to get very noisy. When those flags drop, the race will start. The
arms
pilots get ready. And we
are off.
And we are running. It's a great start by Rowan Poulter in the white race suit on the inside.
Anyway.
Freddie Heyer has got the wider line to the first.
Freddie Heyer is the guy's, one of the guy's name.
Freddie Heyer?
Freddie Heyer.
Great name.
So they race through these obstacles over water. It is pretty sweet. It's not like... Remember the movie, The Rocketeer?
Right.
It's not like that.
Not exactly.
Like they're more upright.
Okay.
For sure, they're more upright. But I imagine the feeling of...
Pretty awesome.
Piloting, when you pilot that.
I've always wanted to fly.
Yeah. Right?
I went on their website, you go to their jet suit flight experience, and they're in Great Britain, so it's in pounds, but it's 2,400 pounds for the flight experience.
That's not that...
Half a day.
Bad? Like, for what you're getting?
Mm-hmm.
Like that experience, that new experience.
I don't like the legs dangling down.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Fly like you're supposed to fly.
It's
horizontal, like Superman. What are you doing?
It's a 1,050 horsepower gravity jet suit.
I mean, they're ridiculously cool.
It's got some stink to it, I guess, eh? Squeeze that trigger, you're going.
Oh, yeah, you're.
Has the military got a hold of these yet? Because, I mean,
probably.
I imagine.
That's pretty crazy.
Anyway, it's here. The future is now.
Yeah, you don't get flying cars. You get to fly your own body
your
around
own body.
Until your jet breaks and you go crashing into a...
Just stay over water. Top
of a dry cleaner.
You also have engines on your hands, so if you do hit the water, you better be able to shake them off otherwise, that's a good anchor to take you right to the bottom.
That's sweet, though.
They look awesome.
Yeah,
I love
that's
it.
Fun. All right. Well, thanks, James.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
You can call us anytime you want, 216-3849-216-Dougie. Jamie?
Well, we were talking, you may have heard it the other day, someone called in and complained about a woman who complained about someone smoking in the work vehicle. And do we get a lot of texts saying, that's illegal, it's illegal, I can't do it. So a fella has called in with an experience he had.
All right.
Made me chuckle a little bit.
What's up, boys? The other day you were talking about people getting reported for smoking in their work vehicles. I was on a job site last week and walked into an empty construction trailer to see the most stressed out foreman I have ever encountered in my entire life smoking a cigarette alone in this work trailer. Yeah, God knows I wasn't saying a damn word to that man.
Sometimes.
Yeah. I don't, we know it's the rules, but
yeah,
pretty tough one to enforce.
Especially if you own the company.
We got a call from a tobacco enforcement officer.
That's not a job, is it?
And he said, like, even in, like, backhoes, anything covered, you can't. I think that's a prerequisite. You got to have a dart hanging in your mouth if you're working
a real job,
tobacco.
A tobacco enforcement
officer?
Yeah, I
guess so, yeah.
I understand, like, at the border and stuff like that. But, like for individuals, like a bylaw officer, that shouldn't be a job.
What do they do? Just walk around looking for people smoking in their car?
Yeah, well, the ones, well, who's going to, you know, they have, like, you can't smoke so close to a building.
Right.
Stuff like that. So who, they got to have someone enforce those rules. Hey, please move out another 2 feet.
No. Okay.
How many cigarettes do they get flicked at them on a daily basis?
Probably a few.
Yeah.
Probably
that's awful. Few.
That seems like a terrible job.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. So Monday, if you haven't heard, there's going to be an event in the sky, the eclipse.
Yes.
I think we've heard a thing or two about that. Well, a fella, he may have just heard about it. We've been talking about this for a month, only because we've been talking about all the different things that are happening for. Anyway, he was on a drive and he saw some billboards, okay?
What do they have on those billboards that usually say, remember to inflate your tires, blah, 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 don't drive drunk or high? That's a little more important than the tire thing. What does it say? Eclipse, April 8th. Be prepared. What the f*** do I need to prepare for? To not look at the sun? Kids have a day off school? I remember we did some special science thing where we could see it on the wall of our gymnasium through an open door with some technology. What the f***? Son's 5 and I worry about the world that he is going to grow up in. But hey, guys. Be prepared. Don't stare at the sun.
Yeah. He's not wrong.
No, he's not. He's not wrong. I understand it's a big event.
Yes, of course.
People want to have a look at it. Yes. So but, like, I don't
it's
know,
still
man.
The sun.
Yeah. I never stare at the sun.
No. Yeah.
I'll be giving it a squint for sure.
Yeah, Chris is going to do the old finger eye holes, super small. Up to
guys, his thing. No, I can look at it. See my finger cracks. I got it.
I am excited for the eclipse on Monday because it will happen during my nap time and it will be super dark.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be great. I'll watch it on video later.
I just looked at my coffee cup hole lid. I got it.
Yeah. I'm
guys,
good.
That hole's as big as your whole eye. It's fine.
If you are, if you are concerned that you won't be able to stop staring at the eclipse or the sun on Monday, you can always listen to Shay. We'll have live eclipse coverage here, and we're playing the entire length of Dark Side of the Moon.
Right, leading up to when the eclipse happens, which is pretty cool.
So that really is your safest place.
Listen,
to view the eclipse
listen to
on the
don't
radio.
Look at it.
Yeah.
Listen to
yeah,
it.
Listen. Well, you can look at the radio.
I don't know. Is that even safe?
No, back in the day when they used to have like sports just on radio, kids would sit and TVs were still new. Not everyone had a TV. Like my dad said, they used to sit around the radio.
Sure.
Oh, they do story times, full action.
Think they were watching TV.
Like dramas. Like
oh, yeah.
With sound effects and everything.
People don't do that with our show. They don't just gather and around the radio and listen to it.
Oh.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, you could. For great vocals. What's it called? Sound effects? What are those artists called?
Foley artists.
Yeah.
Foley artists. Yeah.
And now the eclipse.
Yeah.
Oh, you were doing an eclipse noise. I see. That's what it was.
Yeah, it was fire.
It's the burning sun, Jason.
Or a spaceship.
Oh, that's great.
Or an earthquake. Yeah. Give me all those things.
I believe the sun has set on this episode of the Biggs and Barr Show.
Shut up.
So no, rude.
No, you please. I can't take you that voice again.
I can't handle my voice anymore either. Listen, go to Shay106.com and vote. It's the last day to vote on the March Madness of Small Towns.
Yeah, it's between Almont and Carlton Place. So
vote.
You have until midnight, basically, to get your vote in. And then tomorrow we'll see where we're having our big party.
Woo! Podcast on iTunes and Spotify. Amy's in at 9 with your next name. I'm going to go suck out some salt. Water.
All right.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Gargle salt water?
Something salty.
Yeah, salt water should help.
Jamie. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
The Biggs and Barr Show.